WMFO Medford, 9 a.m. on the dot. Good morning. I'm Mike. I don't know where I am. I'm very tired. I did it again. I went out on a Friday night, and I say I'll never do that because I'll be too tired, but I'm here somehow, and happy to be here. It is another Saturday. It's February 11th, and today I've got a half an hour of some freeform and some new noise, but then from 9:30 to 11, just before something about the women comes in, I have the pleasure of welcoming Peter Parcek here. I remember a couple of weeks ago, we got the sad news that Jeff Beck had passed away, and you know, Peter was the first person I called because I know of, you know, his love for Jeff and his music. So at 9:30, Peter will join me, and we've got a whole bunch of music for an hour and a half to play for you to remember the music and the life of Jeff Beck. So stick around for that. Until then, I have some new noise, and I have some freeform. It's reduced, of course, because we're using most of the show for Jeff, which is fine. But I have new noise from Kiev Caustic, Boston's own, from the Shanghai Lows, as well as a Boston band called Christian Montgomery and the Winterkill Band. They're a local Boston band, and I've got a brand new noise from them. This is a single from their record, and this one is called Gypsy Girl. It's brand new noise right here at WMFO in Medford.
Gypsy girl. Used to know this girl. She was a lot like me. Kinda lost, but still running free. I've been looking here and there for her. On the net, but I never got nowhere. Soul to soul with those
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, 3.
Listening to WMFO Medford.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with. Thank you.
It's WMFO in Medford, 9:21 in the morning. I'm Mike. How are you? I just had the first set. Let me tell you what's going on with that. And then at about 9:30, we've got Peter Parcek. Very glad to have him back in Studio A. He just gave me a hand signal. Not the one you think. A nice hand signal. And Bootleg Dan is here, too. Dan Enklin is here. So he's a big Jeff Beck fan. So we'll remember Jeff, his music, and his life. Peter actually curated the set, so I'm pretty psyched about that. So in that first set, we played, started off with New Noise from Christian Montgomery and the Winter Kill Band. That was Gypsy Girl. Love that song. Nervous Eaters. Love that band. Love the record called Monsters Plus Angels. That's their latest. That's called Chad. Patti Smith covering the Stones. That was Gimme Shelter from her 2007 disc called 12. Crazy good. Jack White from 2012, 16 Saltines record. That was Love is Blindness. And then we heard John Hyatt's daughter, Lily Hyatt, from just last year, single, covering, who did Under the Milky Way? It's very early. Who did Under the Milky Way? Who was that? No, we can't remember. The Church. Yeah, thank you. So that was a beautiful cover of that. All right, so at about 9:30, we're going to remember Jeff Beck together for about an hour and a half of all of his great music. But until then, I'm going to get us to 9:30, and I've got some new noise from a band called The Shanghai Lows, who I saw last night. It was fantastic. This is from their latest called Aces, Eights, and Hearts Breaks. This is called Ingenue. It's new noise at WMFO.
Ingenue.
Ah, yeah, it's WMFO in Medford. Squeaky chairs and people here in the studio. It's a very nice Saturday. 9:29 in the morning. Just played a couple of tracks, as promised, just to get us to the bottom of the hour. First, as mentioned, I played the Shanghai Lows from their latest called Aces, Eights, and Heartbreaks. Brand new record. We just saw them last night out in Malden and at Faces. It was terrific. That was called Ingenue. And Key of Caustic was the second song we heard. Brand new single from them, re-recorded, remastered, I believe. That's called Closet. It's just a hard rocking, really good band from Boston. All right, as you know, I'm Mike. It is 9:30 on the dot. And today I have some guests who are going to remember Mr. Jeff Beck, who sadly we lost probably around 2 weeks ago. I've got Dan Anklin, better known as Bootleg Dan. And I have Peter Parcek, who is, a friend of mine, a friend of the station's, and a fantastic guitar player and musician in his own right. And he was the first person I called when I got the news, and he picked up the phone, and I heard it in his voice. Right, Peter? And you should get next to the mic if you're going to talk. But, man, you know, I could hear it in your voice. I said, you heard the news, and you're like, oh, yeah. So I told you. I said, you know, I'm thinking that I want to do justice to this guy's career. And I didn't ever see him, not that I can remember, and I regret that. But, you know, Peter, you said right away you wanted to come in, you know, and talk to us about him. And you were nice enough to work with me and curate the sets that we're going to play, right?
Well, I love Jeff Beck, and we're lucky in that all three of us, Dan, yourself, and myself, love his music, respect his legacy. And as Dan said, he could play anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish we had like 4 hours or 5 hours, because we're just going to touch the surface of, you know, what he was able to do and his musical gift.
I know it. And Dan, I know you're a huge fan, too. And when I mentioned that Peter was going to be here to do this, you wanted to come here to sort of lend your experiences with Beck, right?
Definitely. He was just amazing live. His records were amazing, but his live is unbelievably good. I've never seen a bad Jeff Beck show. I don't care what he does.
Yeah.
He could sing the phone book, but he doesn't sing. He plays guitar, so he could play the phone book. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, maybe he could. All right, so we could talk and talk as much as we want about how great he was, but the best thing to do, I think, is just sort of dive right into the music. So we've got five songs, I believe, that we're going to start with a set, starting with the Yardbirds, and we can come back and talk about all of this after, but we're going to start with the Yardbirds and Heart Full of Soul. That was from a record here called the Yardbirds, the Jeff Beck Years. And why don't we just dive in? I'm going to play this. I'm going to play the five songs, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about them. This is WMFO, Remembering Jeff Beck. This is Heart Full of Soul.
Not a heart full of soul. let it go. Get along, sweet little woman, get along. Oh, grab a drink and you're rolling all night long. The drink and you're rolling all night long. The drink and you're rolling all night long. The drink and you're rolling all night long. Where did he? I'm a hood, about a dinner, let it go. We'll be right back.
no problems, never a problem in my life, never a worry on my mind. All my days before today were happy and secure until your phone call. You were telling me goodbye. Now I'm looking for another love. I'm looking for another pure love in my life. Oh, and I'm looking for another love. Looking for another pure love.
It's WMFO Medford, 9:50 in the morning. Time moves on, doesn't it? All right, so it's Mike and Peter and Dan, and we're remembering the great Jeff Beck. We've just completed the first set of a couple more to come, and you can see what we're in for. I mean, Peter, you picked some great things. Let me go through everything. As I mentioned each song, just feel free to kind of talk about why you picked it and how, you know, awesome. I mean, we're just being blown away here. I hope you guys out there are just able to turn this up where you are, because it's just fantastic music. So we started off with the Yardbirds, it's from a collection called The Yardbirds, The Jeff Beck Years. That was Heart Full of Soul. What comes to mind, gentlemen?
Well, for me, what comes to mind is this is Jeff Beck being introduced on the world stage as an innovator, because he's playing this incredible melodic part that's a hook, but I think it was originally supposed to be on sitar. He played it on an Esquire, a Fender Esquire, with a fuzz, and he makes it speak, and he makes the whole track lift. And if anybody needed to know if there was a new genius, you know, on the scene, this was the introduction. Here he is.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Peter. Heart Full of Soul. Dan?
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. You know, the Yardbirds are way ahead of their time. I mean, Jeff Beck was, 17, 18 years old in the Yardbirds, something like that. And he was already, like, through the stratosphere as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Well, it's just... What can you say about the Yardbirds, man? I wish I could have seen them.
Yeah, and speaking of, you know, three of the five songs in this first set of the Yardbirds. There you go.
Right.
Second one, Yardbirds, from Having a Rave Up with the Yardbirds. It's a remaster that was done in 2015. Of course, the classic, The Train Kept a Rollin'. We heard it, you know, Aerosmith do it justice years later, but that particular one, you know, that was just way cool.
Yeah, Dan was saying before we came on that Jeff Beck could play anything, and
yep.
I feel that this illustrates it, because that's a rockabilly classic. He's playing rockabilly in it, but he's also putting his own genius along with the rockabilly concept. You can hear him kind of, it's like hot-wired rockabilly, which is sort of hot-wired twice.
Yeah, definitely.
You've coined a new term, Peter. Train Kept a Rollin'. Thoughts, Dan?
Well, you know what? I've heard a lot of bands do it, I'll be honest with you. One that I could think of was the Black Crowes really did a great version of it, really great version of it. And, you know, it's just a classic song. And not everybody's going to try to touch it either, because it is a classic song.
I mean, that was 1965 when that came out.
Right.
You know? Wow.
And there's still bands that are trying to do it, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great song is a great song is a great song.
Right.
Jeff Beck himself is credited with the third song of the set. It was a 2008 remaster. It's called Jeff Beck Performing This Week Live at Ronnie Scott's.
Yeah.
That was a Beatles cover in 2008, mm-hmm. A Day in the Life. And that was live, folks.
And Jeff Beck was doing that all the time for a good 4 or 5 years, and it's like, man, he knocks that song out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, nobody wants to do the Beatles unless you can do it well. You're
right.
you're gonna stay away from them.
Yeah,
yeah. I think
I'm just pointing at you because you did the Beatles.
Well, no, I think what it illustrates is one of his incredible gifts, which is stating a melody, which is almost a lost art in some regards. And he stated melodies beautifully with angelic tone, essentially, and beautiful phrasing.
In other words, he understood that it was all about the song. So you keep the integrity of the melody there. That's a thing. Next track was off a Stevie Wonder album, 1972's Talking Book. Collaboration with Mr. Beck, that was Looking for Another Pure Love. Peter, that was a great pick.
Well, that's one of my favorite Jeff Beck moments, because he's in a completely other context than you might expect, and he's with a true musical innovator and genius. And not only does he contribute and hold his own, he actually adds a beautiful voice to the proceedings, and One of my favorite moments is kind of hard to hear, but it's where Stevie Wonder says Jeff.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
When he put, oh my God, it's like, how much better does it get than that?
Yeah. I will say, when that song was rolling, I turned up the volume and, you know, I saw your reaction. You know, you were just, wow, this is beautiful. You know?
Yeah, and he's playing stuff that, like, there's some chromaticism in there that's pretty wild. There's a lick that sounds like Les Paul on acid. I mean, it's just like, what the heck, you know? And then there's beautiful melodies.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of a testament to what Dan said earlier. He could literally play anything.
And we wrapped it up with the Yardbirds from Roger the Engineer. It was a 2020 remaster, expanded edition. The ubiquitous, awesome, over, under, sideways, down. Just fantastic.
Yeah, that song. You know, I've heard a few bands do that song, but nobody can do it anywhere close to the Yardbirds. I mean, it is just, I don't know about that song. It's like I could listen to that all day long. That's just one of those songs that just sticks in your head. But it's got such an underground groove to it. There's so many things that are going on there.
Well, then you're going to love what's starting off the next set. it is from the album called Truth, Jeff Beck's masterpiece. And it's Beck's Bolero. And we're just going to start that set with that. This is WMFO.